Vagina. Titties. Vagina. Labia. Ovaries. Broadcast.
Girls rule. Hello and welcome to the broadcast with Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
And welcome to the show, everyone.
Hooray!
We're only 10 minutes late to our own party.
Fashionably late.
Exactly. It's our party. We can be late if we want to. But welcome to our second birthday party, everybody. This is season 2, episode 45. So I guess that's where we end this season. Shandy, here's our numbers person symmetry of the week. It's also episode number 90. So we kind of form like a perfect right triangle or something, don't we?
I love it.
Woo!
Sure.
You know, because 45 and times 2 is 90, and it's the
sure.
Second. Okay, it's our second season, so 2, 4, 5. 2 times 45 equals 90, and it's episode number 90, and it all comes full circle. And thank you, universe, for this wonderful bit of thing. Anyway,
I think we actually did 45 episodes for our first season.
Did we?
And which sounds—I mean, it sounds dumb, but like, you know, we miss a few weeks here and there depending on schedules, so it didn't necessarily have to be the same. But I was going through past posts, and I think I saw that it was 45 for our anniversary show last year. So
wow!
Oh my god, that's awesome!
So I suppose 45 is the magic number for us.
Yeah. Woo!
Nice.
I'm gonna turn it over.
Yep. No, seriously. Anyway, welcome to the party, everybody else out there. I have some champagne.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get too excited. It's got a screw-on cap.
Oh, shut the fuck up. My boss got it for me at some point.
I'm intrigued. I have never seen such things. I am really curious to know how it tastes.
Well, okay, because
really
I'm not going to drink the whole thing. And I didn't feel bad about it. I was like, well, you know, I could try to get, you know, screw it back on if I don't use it, see if it's good tomorrow. And if not, I don't feel bad about wasting it because I didn't buy it.
No, totally legit.
It's this Riondo Spago Nero, product of Italy, Prosecco, clearly because it's called Prosecco. Ta-da!
Nice.
So, anyway, how's it going? Let's just cut to the chase. We have birthday presents, so let's do that. I'm very excited about this. Okay.
I'm very excited.
How would you like to do this?
Just open them. People who are listening, hold on.
Should I pretend like I didn't get a pretty excited and half open it already?
Yes.
Like grab my scissors and like pretend like I
let's see, hold on, before you do that, let's see,
this is for Matt. Here's my box.
I already did away with the box.
Seriously?
I got a little too excited. I had to get in there right away.
Also for Matt.
Let's see. I was going to play a song, but I can't find it quick enough, so yes. Jay has just walked into the studio, everybody, because we had a screaming baby just as this was about to... Is he? Why? What's the matter with him? If you're listening to this right now, what is going on, I can describe it, is random women opening... Not random women. Womening opening...
Yep.
Things. Okay.
Is this what I think it is?
I don't know. Is it? What do you think it is?
I think it is.
What do you think it is? I don't know. Don't.
So
it was a little Michael.
When I started to pre-open it earlier this week, I stopped when I saw this lovely note taped to the front. And I was like, oh, this is from Colleen. This is not from Amazon. I should stop.
It's an envelope.
And then I knew what it was.
It's an envelope in a box. And now we're unwrapping more of said box.
Should I read the note or Shandy?
No, keep it to yourself.
Okay.
They're custom.
Oh, they're custom.
Personalized notes.
Save this and read it in a personal moment.
No, I mean, you're not going to cry or anything. It says happy fucking birthday.
It does, but there's a few additional words.
Okay, keep going.
You tell me you love me, so that's nice.
Because I do love you. And I've loved you for a long time.
Aw. Now I.
Oh my God!
I'm glad I have the
okay.
scissors.
This is where the scissors right. This
also, I will have you know that these did not come from the original Michael's haul.
So wait, you had to go back to Michael's?
I did.
That actually just makes this all the better.
Yes,
to be
it
honest.
Means I really, really cared. Guys, ooh. Hang out in the chat. Okay, we've gained two people since this started, so it's not totally killing the mood yet.
Okay, are you ready?
Okay. One.
Are we revealing?
Two.
Three.
Oh my God, Amanda!
Three and a half. Three and three quarters. Oh, that's really.
Oh my God!
Yay! I had the idea back when we were doing maternity. I was on my maternity leave to do some kind of comic-y thing for us. So yeah. I commissioned Danny, who drew the thing that I
printed out. I was going to say, this very much looks like Danny's style.
Yep. And ta-da! So I don't know if you want to show the people.
Thank you, Danny.
I don't know if you want to show the people so they could see it.
No, they just have to use their imagination. But here you go. Let's see how close I can get. There's a glare. But yeah, so it starts with us. And so it says, June 14th, 2016, three ladies bound by friendship, reality TV, and red hair started a podcast. And then Cartoon Shandy goes, female perspective. Cartoon Colleen goes, listener feedback, sexual innuendo. And then Cartoon Me goes, dramatic readings, hot button issues. And then Shandy says again here on the bottom, copious amounts of snacks and alcohol. The next cartoon, with their powers combined, Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen form the Broadcasters 3. And then we're this, like, badass chick with a glass of wine, obby, and a pussy hat.
Yay!
And a pussy hat.
Oh, my God, I love it so much.
Oh, my God.
I hope so.
Thank you.
Going to have to figure out where to hang this.
There isn't even a that's what she said in there.
Oh, here I was just thinking it was hidden in there somewhere, and I just had to find it.
So my idea was, because this had many different like iterations, and actually Mike and I were workshopping it back and forth for like weeks because I needed some help because I need somebody to like kickstart to get the juices flowing because I'm not an idea person, I'm an implementation person. So Danny came up with the concept, and then Mike and I kind of workshopped it a little, and Jay had a bunch of input in it too. And then, you know, the final say was like all me, mainly because nobody got back to me in time. But so I had the idea for next year to take something from season 3 and like make it like a little cartoon, like three panel sketch kind of thing, and we can like add to the I don't know.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I like that.
So, but that would be kind of like the cover, like the origin story panel.
The origin story.
Yeah.
Nice. No, I love it.
So cool. Thank you.
Anyway, yes. Yeah. So shout out to Danny I don't know if Danny's in the chat, but shout out to Danny for doing it. Shout out to Jay and Mike for helping me out with the creativeness part. And yay, happy birthday.
Yay. So wait, I hope you have one too.
It's upstairs.
Is it on the friends wall, the friend zone?
No, it's not. No, I don't know where I'm going to put it yet. It's upstairs in the room with the screaming baby where I wasn't going near.
There.
So, fair. Yeah. Anyway. Okay. So what else is going on? Because I have definitely had I'm checking the first thing off my list. I don't have a whole lot though. I had a lot that happened, but I don't have a whole lot to talk about, I guess.
Well, how was Zachary's birthday party?
Zachary's birthday party was super fun. We had it at a bouncy house, and we had a lot of his friends from school come.
That is so fun.
And,
nice.
Some of our, like, you know, friends' kids or whatever. So I think all in all, there were 15 kids there, and then all their parents. It was actually super fun. There was only one notable story from it, though, because Zachary was sick the week before. He had an ear infection. We had it to do a Z-Pack, and we were a little worried. It was a little touch and go for a second, but thankfully, my mom was here, and she kind of kept him entertained, and then, you know, we were able to keep them separate, so Alex wouldn't get sick, and blah, blah, blah. But, so he, he was like his first day back out into the world was on the day of his birthday party. And that poor kid, in the first 45 minutes out of the hour and a half of open play that they had, like, just spent himself. He was pretty, he was tired. He wanted to go take a, he just wanted to sit for a while. But he managed to pull it together, because any kid of mine can pull it together for a party. So the only notable story was there. So it, in the bouncy house, there's different, like, you know, inflatable things that they can climb up on based on, you know, like your age or your scaredy catness or whatever. And there, the one that was like the big kid high one or whatever, Zach and his friends, a bunch of them, like, I think there were like four of them in total that, like, you know, climbed up it, and three of them, including Zach, you know, go down the slide at the top, and they're like, yeah, yeah, and they keep going. And then Zachary's friend, you know, at one point we realized he's still there climbing on the top, and he's like one from away from the edge. And the poor kid, you could tell, like, looked down and is like terrified. So he's screaming, he's like this, like holding on, mommy, mommy, I want my mommy. And his mom was talking in a group of other parents in the middle and doesn't realize that he's calling for help. So she just turns around. She's like, I see you, baby. Good job. And keeps talking. Poor kid is like, mommy.
Oh, man.
So somebody
else. Did she figure it out?
No, somebody else's dad had to go up there and take him down. And then, you know, we got her over there. We're like, no, I think he really needs you. He's scared up there. And she was like, you know, she was just like, oh, I'm so sorry you were scared, but I would have sent him up anyway because I'm wearing a dress.
I get that.
It was really funny, but I felt so bad because afterwards, like, she had him over in the corner, like, near the entrance, and he was like, why did you come for me?
Aww,
I didn't know. It was very, it was really funny. Jana made the birthday cake because Jana is the best.
Yeah, I saw it looked great.
Yeah, it did. So thank you again, Jana. Trying to think if there was any other highlights. CJ sent us this like beer keg and two different beers to go in it. One was a Hefeweizen and the other one was an IPA, and he sent it like as a surprise. So my dad and I were like, woo, yes, please, let's tap this. the IPA was amazing. Like, it was so good. So CJ, if you ever listen to this, thank you, because that was delicious and much appreciated.
Sweet.
Let's check into the chat for a minute. Matt is doing the That's What She Says for us.
I was going to say, you talking about tapping something with your dad was maybe the world's most awkward That's What She Said.
It's a family affair. JP said that he wants to see Cartoon Jay and Matt, the honorary broadcasters, on here.
I support that.
Mike and Gott both said at the exact same time, do we have a frame for it? So yes, the end is near. Was there anything else here?
Mike's going to bed. It's his bedtime. I can totally get behind that.
I think it's like 40 minutes after your bedtime. Anyway, peace out. Thanks. Yeah. I'm really sorry that you missed a discussion about cupping and how we're going to shit all over your feedback.
You know what? It wasn't going to be that interesting anyway. There's no science. You know, it would have been very boring for you.
Mm-hmm. You were going to talk about how the universe brought the cup to her leg.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Mm-hmm. Sorry you're going to miss it. But hey, God will be here, so that's just as good.
But bedtime is sacred. I get that. So good night.
Yes. Anyway, Jana said always happy to make Zach a cake. So thank you, Jana. But yeah, no, Zach's birthday party was fun. Then we had some friends and family come here afterwards. And we watched the race, the horse race.
Right.
Belmont
that
or
was,
something?
One that was this weekend because I was wandering through Penn Station and I
saw fancy looking people.
Was very confused why everyone looked like assholes. I was like, is there some, like, horse race going on? Isn't there, like, something out in Long Island? Like, all these girls in, like, fascinators and, like, rompers. I'm just like, oh, not a good look.
You don't have to be going to a horse race to be an asshole on Long Island, though.
You said it, not me.
Just saying. But I have this video of the race, and it's like a minute and a half long, and it's, you know, just everybody screaming, "Come on, Justify! Come on, Justify! Come on!" And it's very, very funny. But you guys have anything to talk about?
Yeah, sorry. Would you like to go, Carl? Shady?
No.
No?
I would like you to go.
I was in New Jersey for part of this weekend. I went to visit our friend Allison, I believe a former guest star from the Metro Buzz days, and our other college friend, Julia, and a bunch of other girls. We all went down to visit Allison. She now lives in South Jersey. We had a little, like, girl slumber party, which it's kind of fun when you're like a proper adult to still not be too adult to not have slumber parties.
And then you can have an adult slumber party with adult things like booze.
And she works in the cheese business, so like amazing fancy cheese.
Oh, that's perfect.
Like, there, her husband's a professional chef. So the snacks were, like, on point.
Nice. It's like, when you're a kid, it's all about, like, all the crazy sugar stuff that makes you, like, ah. And then as an adult, a slumber party has proper food.
Has proper food. It's exactly what it was. Yeah, we got to go have dinner at her husband's restaurant on Saturday. And we got to go to the beach for a little bit. And it was just really nice. I came back early. I left the slumber party early because I had to run my 5 miles.
Yeah.
And I did it.
With an awesome pace.
Yeah, I was going to say it.
Yeah.
That's good.
It was a nice, cool day. So I'm doing another 5 mile tomorrow. So we'll see. I think tomorrow's going to be a little warmer, and I think closer to what it's actually going to be on race day.
Mm-hmm. That's perfect. Yeah.
We'll see. Good. We'll see. Yeah. And then in the afternoon, Daniel and I went uptown to visit his old roommate who had a baby like 3 months ago. Mm. So we went up to visit them and hang out with the baby. And so it was a very busy weekend. It was very packed with a really good quality human time. So yeah, it was good.
Good. So it's good to have a weekend packed with quality human time.
Quality human time. Quality time with quality humans.
There you go.
That's good. I had some good human time too, actually. I had kind of like a universe time. This is for Colleen.
Ooh.
Because it just so happened that somebody that I knew from grad school back in like 2010, 2009, maybe, just got a job where I work. And so then when, like, she knew I was in Monterey, and like we got back in touch, and I told her, you know, to come stay with me. Like, she's just moved here from across the country and has to find a place to stay. And so anyway, so she's staying with me, and she arrived at the end of last week. And that's been fun. I got to like show her Big Sur for the first time, which is always really cool. And it's just like one of those funny things where like we knew each other so long ago, but we weren't like particularly close. Mm-hmm. But like, you know, it was like I knew there was a reason that I did hang out with her when I did, because she's so cool. And that's what I've been reminded of when she's been here. So that's been really fun. But yeah, it's just these weird, you know, recrossing paths. And this is where, like, say what you will about Facebook, and sure, there's a lot to be said. But like, I was talking to her about this, like, we wouldn't have kept in touch if it wasn't for Facebook. Like, she wouldn't know that I was working here, and we wouldn't have reconnected. And maybe once she finally got here, eventually we would have realized it if we would have run into each other at work, although it's not the same, you know, language or anything. But like, you know, just that connection on Facebook helped us then to very easily and seamlessly like kind of know that, like, oh, okay, I'm moving to this new place, and this person that I used to know is there too. So that was kind of cool. A little bit crazy though was my cats. They had like a moment of not coolness.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Yeah, so little Gabby Monster like got outside for like 10 minutes the other day, and then when she came back, it was like night and day. Like all of a sudden she like didn't know Fiona. She acted like that anyway. She was super aggressive towards her. She was like not friendly. And then Fiona is like such like a little like beta that she, she's this poor girl. Like she just lets herself, you know, get bullied around. She was like intimidated and like legit, like kind of like shaking, It was really weird.
Oh.
So we're like, what the fuck? Like, it took them a year to become friends, and now here they are hissing at each other and, like, chasing each other, like intense. We happened to have their, like, annual appointment at the vet was the next day, so we talked about it with them, made sure it was nothing crazy, and it was nothing crazy. But the vet gave us these treats that, like, have a calming effect. Kind of sounds like cat weed.
So, like, catnip?
But catnip kind of makes cats crazy. This, like, calms.
Yeah, but catnip is, like... Cat
weed. Like cat Xanax?
They get high.
This is a calm.
Yeah, like cat Xanax.
It's a different strain. Okay. But she was like, yeah, it'll calm down Gabby's aggressiveness and it should calm down Fiona's anxiety.
It's hard being a cat.
Yeah. But it took a couple of days. Every day we would see like, okay, what's going on? And like sometimes I would give Gabby an extra one because she said like you can't give too many, like it's like one to two a day, but like there's no adverse effect. Like the only adverse effect is that like your cat is too calm,
right?
But anyway, so as needed, give her a little bit more. And this afternoon Frank sent me a video of them like grooming each other again, so I think we've weathered that storm and they're back.
All
so
right, then.
Probably borrowed someone's hair dryer without asking.
Yeah, I would love to know what's going on in their brains.
JP says in the chat, I got nervous. I heard Shandy had a cat story and I thought I'd have to donate more money for something.
No. Although I will say the vet kind of freaked me out because when we were there, like, Frank just happened to ask, like, what's the average lifespan of cats? Because in my mind, it's like 20
plus
years.
Yeah, isn't
that right? Mine too.
Fiona's 12. So she's like, you know, solidly in middle age. But the vet was like, oh, you're like 16 is like the average age. She's like, sometimes 14, it can also be more. But she said 16 is the average. I'm like, that's in 4 years. Then Frank and I started chanting 4 more years.
I can't have my cat die under Trump.
You gotta come on, little girl.
There won't be any kitty health care for her.
Yeah.
Single meower system.
Yeah. No, Captain threw up his dinner tonight.
Oh, that's no fun.
So do your cats do this where it's like, you know, they get all angry and, you know, they start pacing and you're like, oh no, oh, it's happening. The event is near. Like they're going to throw up. Like they start making that like, but then they start wandering around all of your like nice furniture and rugs. Like, he's like wandering around the Moroccan rug, like, what? Like, no.
Like, no, not there. Can I direct
on the
you?
Floor, and he's like, no, I don't want to do this. And he goes over to like, we have a like a doormat by the apartment door, and he's like on that, and like Daniel's like, no, get away from that. And I'm like, oh, whatever, I got it at Target like 8 years ago, he can throw up on it and we'll get a new one. But it's like this whole production.
Well, once Fiona gets going, like she's not really gonna move. She doesn't like then jump somewhere, but I have moved her, like if she's on our bed, for example, I will move her to the floor if I can in time. And then like if I really notice it at the beginning and there's enough time and like I'm downstairs, I will run to the kitchen and get some paper towel and put it under her.
Please,
if you're going to spew in this.
Right there. Just the cleanup.
But it's funny. Like, so Fiona, when she, and this is maybe too much puke talk, but Fiona, whenever she does puke, she always pukes in twos. I don't know if Captain does that too. Yeah. What?
Yeah. It was maybe like, it was two and a little.
Gabby,
no idea.
Knock on wood, does not puke.
Well, because she's probably a normal eater. Captain like inhales his food. It's really like it's straight up homeboy just eats too fast. But you can tell he was like kind of wandering around a little ashamed. Like he's like, I really want to ask for more dinner, but I know it's probably going to be a hard no. I'll just like sit by my food.
Like, Joanne is in the house.
Actually, smirk at the bowl.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Joanne.
Yeah,
and also Mandy.
Yeah, I asked for a roll call. We have Ed in here. Ed, JP.
Can we talk about turtles?
Jay?
Who's Jay? Jay is here. He can give a turtle update in a moment if he'd like to. Ed says he's lurking in the bushes. Jigs! Joanne, Mandy, Fallon was here. Fallon sent me this thing on Pinterest the other day, and it was a mug that said, quote, "That's what," and then it just had, like, dash she. Get it?
Oh, yes.
It was really funny. I laughed.
She said that.
Yes, she did. Well, so I know Matt's here. Jana's there. I'm trying to get everybody to give a hello. Ro is here. Ro said that she was surprise cupped once.
What? How does that work?
I don't know.
That does sound curious. Dirty. All the creepy dudes in the chat were talking about how when we first started talking about cupping, they thought it was going to be something different.
Yeah. Oh, Greg is here.
I'm legitimately wondering, like, what that is. Cupping, like...
Well, you know Ed the Creepy Mailman went there, right?
Mm. He wasn't the only one.
Not boob cupping,
him
guys.
In that venture.
Not boob cupping. There's an article.
I think balls. Is that what they were thinking? Please tell us, because I've been wondering ever since I saw that.
JP wants to know if we can talk about mozzarella stick farts again. No. And if you're a patron, you can go and listen to that. It was on the Patron's Choice show, correct? We're not going to relive that. That was something I don't want to relive. Jake wants to relive it. Alex doesn't want to relive it. Speaking of Alex, he had shots yesterday, and he must have an upset stomach from it because he's been pretty much spitting up nonstop since then and like just farting nonstop and not like smelly farts, just like air. So like he must have some kind of upset stomachness. The doctor told us yesterday to try to help with the acid reflux to give him some, to start him on like some solid food a little bit. So we tried the rice cereal tonight. Homeboy was not having it. He kind of, but you could see he was like reaching out for what we were eating, which was this ground turkey stuffed peppers things that, you know, we make. And you could tell, like, he was like reaching for that. And every time I was like, mm-mm, you're going to put this in your mouth. Yes, Matt, that's what she said. Like, he was not having it. So we'll see how that goes. We were hoping he was going to sleep better tonight because it's been a long couple of weeks. And clearly, based on the fact that he woke up after, you know, like a half an hour when we were starting, it's going great. Anyway, God said that he was thinking menstrual cups when you talked about cupping.
Yeah.
I just, like, that makes my heart happy, actually. I'm imagining God listening to this podcast that his wife does not understand why he listens to.
At work.
And we've just like influenced him so much that when we talk about cupping, he immediately goes to the menstrual cup. That's just beautiful. I love it.
Come a long way. What she said.
Jay, do you have a turtle update for the masses? Can you keep it in like a minute or less? And then we'll get to some facey back.
And now for a turtle update.
All the turtles are doing well, basking and getting along. We have a total of 7 turtles.
They know. You named.
Do they all have names?
Yeah, remember we went through it last week.
Yeah, but I don't think there were 7 names.
No, there were 7.
Raphael, Donatello.
One is a snapping turtle.
The snapping turtle is Mitch McConnell.
Right.
Oh, right.
Maybe they do all have names. I'm sorry, I don't remember.
And then we have 2 Donnies.
Donnie 1 and Donnie 2. Oh. Donatello and Donnie Wahlberg.
The Donnies.
Mikey, our hatchling from last year, is an adolescent.
Mikey is my favorite. Like, that little turtle has personality, let me tell you.
Raphael.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's kind of boring. Raph is scared of Lisa. Oh my God,
he's kind of a little bee.
He is a kind of a little bee. Lisa Turtle was like sitting in the middle of the pond, and Raph, the male, like second biggest turtle, like was swimming underwater and came up like right in front of her, looked at her, like turtle hightailed it out of there and like hid under the lily pads. It was really odd, and now he has not been like near her.
6 minutes to get to the other side.
it was so fast. That's how you knew he was scared. So we didn't know if it was like some kind of
Fiona of your turtles.
If there is another turtle, we will name it Fiona for you.
Okay.
Fifi the turtle.
Fifi the turtle.
Okay. All right. We're done with the turtle talk now because Ed
Tune in next week for more turtle time.
It says the turtle talk always slows down the podcast. I get it. I see what you did there. I really think you're criticizing
it. Take that as your chance to go get a refill.
Yeah, there you go.
You don't want to know about turtles? Go get yourself another beverage.
Yes. I had, it's been kind of a weird couple of days for me, but a weird day in general. It started at 1 a.m., 1:15, I actually checked the tape to see how it happened. My beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Apple Watch took a swan dive, and it is bad.
How did that happen?
So I didn't know how it happened. All of a sudden, I heard it fall, and I was like, how did it even get over there? And I watched the tape before, because I cried. I mean, I cried in the middle of the night when it broke. I cried hysterically when I woke up, to the point where Zach was like, it's okay, Mommy. And he, like, walked me out to my... Yeah, he did. He was like, calm down, Mommy. It's okay. But he told me to calm down because you told me to calm down. You were like, shut the fuck up. Cut the dramatics. Yeah, but he was like, calm down, Mommy. It's okay. You could buy a new one. And I was like, I can't buy a new one. I want this one. So it was really... I was kind of inconsolable this morning for a little while.
Could you take it to the Apple desk?
I couldn't get an appointment before next Tuesday evening.
Okay.
Which sucked because I had a 75-day move streak or an 80-day move streak going, and now I lost my move streak, and my sister was like, do you realize how ridiculous you sound, right? And I was like, I don't care.
No.
Like, how am I going to know what my move goal is? Have I met it today or not? I think it's safe to say I have, though, because, you know, I've met it for 80 other days. But anyway, stay tuned. Actually, you won't. I was really bummed. it was kind of a bummer. But anyway.
That sucks.
Does anybody else have any stories about breaking things out in the chat that we can come back to so I can feel a little bit better about this?
I can't remember if I told the story on the podcast or not, but we got new phones back in, like, November.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Basically, like, within the first week that we had them, Frank dropped his... like a one-story drop.
Ooh.
Oh. That's like a serious drop. That's not just like a whoops, slipped out of my hand.
Yep. I mean, Gabby made that same drop when she went outside once.
And she's fine.
The phone, however. Well, but the phone still works, actually. It functions.
Oh, that's good.
So there you go. Another Apple product that was...
I can't even use this.
From a great height.
Like, I can't...
I was thinking of when you were talking about phones, the story you were telling about when you were in... When you were in Paris and the whole, like, cock is something in French that...
Just looking for a cock. Yeah. It's the case.
Yes, that's right.
The case. That's what it was. I couldn't remember what it was. Yeah. I remember the important part.
Exactly.
Ed says, does breaking hearts count? No, breaking hearts doesn't count.
Unless it's a particularly funny story.
I was really bummed, and the cost to fix it is only like $50 cheaper than buying a new watch, which was even more of a bummer, because I was like, well, maybe it won't be as bad, but like, you can see it. I mean, it's there's just chunks of it missing, so
it's pretty sad.
It's pretty bad.
Oh, I'm sorry. You get a new watch, though.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want a new watch. I want my watch and my movie.
Well, but the new one will also be your watch because you will have paid for it.
That's true.
Yeah. And you'll learn to love it just the same.
I know. I had the sparkly wristband for it that I was really like. It was.
Well, you can probably keep the wristband, right?
Yeah, no, I still can. So anyway, what ended up happening was Alex had a rough night, like, again, with the teething and maybe the shots, who knows. But he woke up and felt, like, super warm and was really, really fussy and, like, just, you know, was kind of in, like, not go back to, you know, not in, like, great shape. Not in bad shape, but you know what I mean. Like, he wasn't, like, you know, he looked like he was struggling. So I went to give him a little bit of the Tylenol, thinking it was, you know, from the shots that was, you know, maybe making him a little slightly feverish, which was causing everything else, that maybe the legs were aching from where they injected it, because he had two injections. And I guess when I bent down to, like, as I had him on the bed and I was standing next to the bed, when I bent down to give him the Tylenol in the little thingy, I slightly moved the rock and play back with, like, my ass or my foot or my leg or something, and it caught part of the charger for the watch and, like, flung it on the floor, and that's how it broke. Which I had no idea until I watched the tape. So thank you, Nest Cam. And you know what?
Good for something.
Because then, in the, you know, it was just, then I saw the aftermath. I was just like, oh.
Though I was looking forward to the follow-up season after the Fartgate series about how the Apple Watch broke.
Yes. Fartgate podcast is coming.
I'm looking forward to it.
Looking forward to being interviewed because I was there.
The first cut of
Crap, I wasn't there. Oh, can I still participate?
Sorry. Yeah. Yes.
I didn't mean to be like, I was there and you were not. I just really love Fargate. Yeah, so it's a very fond memory.
The teaser has, or a first version of the teaser has been done, so. Yeah, it's going to happen.
Don't forget, I do teasers and things for a living. So, you know, if you want any, like, consultation.
I didn't do it.
I'm just saying.
I didn't make it. It appeared. You guys saw it in the inbox.
Oh, I saw that there was email back and forth, but I didn't read it.
Yes. Busted. Did not check the email this week.
No, that's good. It's good. It's still a surprise. Manny wants to know if Jay is dusting. Yes, he is. He dusts his action figure sets sometimes. So Danny says, I've had two different phones drop into the toilet. I had you drop my phone in the toilet too. It is totally waterproof, like they said. Like, it went under there and it's fine. It was pre-pee, so I felt like it was okay.
I was
okay.
Gonna ask.
But yeah. And then Manny said, would it still broke if you had a screen protector on it? I'm debating if I still need one. I don't know, because this was a hard fall. Like, you can hear. Jay says it would have been fine, but you could hear it in the video.
My God. I thought she was talking about phones, and I was like, yes, get yourself a cock. I didn't realize that there were protectors for the watch.
Yeah, there's protectors for everything. There's a protector for that.
How does the protector work for the watch? Like, does it just go, like, over the face?
Yep.
Is it plastic or just, like, one of those little, like...
I think it's just one of those little things.
Screen protectors. But
they do have... They have screen protectors, and they have the watch protectors, like the cases. I've seen them at Target before, I think.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've never seen one.
In terms of Jay dusting, Fallon wants to know if you'll dust her house. And Ed said, is another fart term, is Jay dusting the room?
That could be a good patron level.
Yeah.
Jay will come and dust your house.
Oh my God, yes. Yeah. And as long as you vote for his theory on Westworld.
Yeah.
Which, no spoilers, because I haven't watched it yet.
Okay. That was not a spoiler. That was a mild podcast spoiler, but that's it. It's a great episode.
Oh, from his, like, running theory.
The running, yeah.
It's a great episode, that's all I'll say.
I watched it last night. I liked it. And I highly suggest watching the behind-the-scenes vignette.
Okay.
I 100% will. I will say I called in feedback for last episode, so if that didn't make it to the episode...
It did. I heard it. Okay. It was played in duplicate. There was some, like, double...
There was an audio mess-up for it, Jay?
But then it got played again. Like, it just seemed like the voicemails got...
They actually did. I meant to tell you that the listener feedback section plays underneath you guys while you're talking, and then Amanda said that the voicemails are out of sync too.
They're not out of sync. They're duplicated.
They're duplicated, which means you have a track in there twice or something.
Yes.
All right. Well, thanks. Good.
Anyway,
to know.
It's
we'll
fine.
Fix it when we're done here, guys.
If you want to listen to that afterward, you can go do that. But we're all broadcasting right now.
Right. And by the time that you listen to this, if you're listening to this on Friday, it'll hopefully already have been fixed. Anyway, now that we are a little over halfway done with this show, do you want to hit up some Facebook?
Wait, I have one more funny tidbit.
Please do.
Before we move on. So Mama G is watching, but too much technology. She cannot figure out how to comment on YouTube. Yeah. So,
okay, Mama G.
Special delivery. She texted me and she says, hello, and tell Shandy I'm going for medical cupping tomorrow.
Oh, cool. Awesome.
You guys can swap notes as to how the experience went.
Wonderful. That's cool. I hope that it does. I hope that it helps you.
Hi, Mama G. Thanks for being a patron. She just became a patron this week, everybody.
Oh, wow. A lot of big stuff and happening for Mama G this week.
Seriously.
So nice.
She's learning how to live stream and patron and a lot of things.
Woo! Once she figures out how to Instagram, let me know.
Real Instagram account. We'll work on it this weekend.
All right. Oh. Cool. Yeah. JP wants to know, Jay, you know, you can fart on the Westworld podcast during the voicemails and you can just blame the caller. Oh, good times. All right. Let's get to some facey back.
Indeed.
So we all suck and forgot to watch the not porn video. So we're going to do that for next week. We promise.
Yeah.
Promise.
Yes,
really, really. But
our promises are starting to mean nothing.
Yeah. It's not the health benefits of alcohol. That
no,
we can
not.
Promise you.
Yes.
We will get to it.
Yes.
Like, it shouldn't be that hard for me to watch a video that was prefaced as like, this is not porn, but.
But. Not saying it's porn, but yeah.
But.
So.
Life gets busy.
As far as our second birthday goes, Laura says, happy second birthday, broadcasters. You three are awesome. Thank you.
Yay.
John says, congratulations and happy anniversary on a fantastic podcast.
We are fantastic.
Curly Hair. Mandy says to Amanda, thanks, broadcast, for educating me that curly hair needs a t-shirt instead of a towel. It's going to take some time to master twisting just right. Her daughter has very curly hair for anybody out there.
And the picture looked great. Looked like they were well That's on their cute. Way. And I hope it is successful. And personally, I just find it a more fun, creative way to dry your hair. The mixing and the tying of the t-shirt, I just find a more enjoyable experience. And it helps fight frizz.
It's great.
There we go. Big Little Lies. JP says, damn, it worked. Hey, universe, JP needs some good poker hands. Jana needs to get working on those recipes for next year. And someone still has a virginity they are working on.
Yes.
Dennis says, fingers crossed for Shandy's episode to air on the first Sunday in May. JP says, BRB, I will let the universe know. That is awesome. That would be so fantastic if your episode of Big Little Lies aired during the
movie. That would be amazing.
Oh my God, I'm so
It's going to be like 2 seconds.
So,
but it would still be amazing.
But it'll be a very exciting 2 seconds.
Yes.
Oh my God, that'd be so good. And then there was a lot of talk about cupping, which Jessica called out. This third is too much about cupping. Shandy, that's so cool about you being an extra. Please tell me that you met Reese.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Just going to have to watch and see.
Rose says, Shandy, so excited for you. It must have been such a great day for you and your husband. I was an extra in an indie film a couple of years ago, one of dozens in an audience, and it was one of my favorite days ever. No lines, but you can see half my head for a few seconds three different times.
Nice.
That's nice.
And then we are not going to go into this whole cupping thread.
There was some drama. There were some things said.
Let's just say some people got all, they got their panties in a bunch about science. Just saying.
Yeah. However, on the flip side, the people who've tried cupping seem to really like it.
Matt says,
just saying.
Matt, the honorary broadcaster, said, this is what I experienced along with cupping, and it fixed a knot in my shoulder. If that makes me a woman or a broadcaster, then fuck you in the face, because hashtag I'm with hers. So I guess he had some kind of like scratching/cupping.
Scraping and cupping.
Technique. Jay was laughing at my unfortunate double entendre with scratching and cupping. Well, I mean, he could have had that too. Yeah, Dennis says, members of the political overflow group have been doing cupping for about 2 weeks now. Nothing but positive feedback there. I'm curious who he means. Does he mean him? Does he mean Matt?
No, I don't know.
It's a mystery.
I didn't ask because I was very unsuccessfully trying to disengage, but I didn't disengage. I will say, little update.
Yes.
It's been a week now. My IT band is significantly less tight.
Oh, good.
Wow.
Excellent.
Just saying. Probably a combination of things, but just saying.
Seems to be working.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I said we're halfway done, and Mandy said, we're halfway done. I haven't even finished half my bottle of wine. Well, get drinking, girl.
Mm-hmm. Just put a straw in it and get going.
Ed says, hi to your mom, Amanda.
Aw.
Let's see.
I'm sure she says hello back. She just is having a problem with the chat feature. Next time. Next time we'll be on it. We'll practice.
There we go. Mandy said she has feedback about your towel, Amanda. The t-shirt for a towel is wonderful. I've wrapped Maddie's hair twice and the curls look so nice.
Yes, I saw that. I'm so pumped. I'm so glad it's working.
Oh my God, we have Facey back, but this is getting very like meta because now we have YouTube feedback without the Facey back. So we're not going to have any Facey back next week.
Jana said, which I think is important to point out, Shandy can no longer bow out of being one of the broadcast players, claiming she doesn't do the acting thing.
Yes.
More broadcast players in season 3, guys. Come on, get on that.
Yes. To which my response was, oh, shit.
It is on.
Hashtag Shandy's not the narrator anymore.
Ron Howard's a narrator. Like, I feel like that's an important job. Robert Redford is often the narrator
in the vagina monologues is my favorite part.
I do love the narrator part.
Because you get to be in it the whole time.
Yes, and I was one, so it was great.
Yeah, I was a narrator too. I believe we were the same narrator.
Were we the same narrator?
Three.
Did I make you the narrator? The
year you directed, I was a narrator.
Oh, then I probably made you the narrator I was because it was my favorite narrator.
Always looking out. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you know it. And then read the cat's, JP's dead cat story. Dennis says, why didn't JP just give his cat friend Dan's contact info? JP clarifies regarding the cat in the GoFundMe. She really did have a cat. The target which was met was for $400. The post she made when that cat passed naturally stated, any contributions or soon to be made. Why would you soon to be make a contribution if you know that the cat is dead and you're paying for its medical bills? But okay. Or paying for it to get put down. We'll go towards aftercare and remaining medical bills for the cat that died at home.
Right.
On its own.
Well, theoretically, they've been to the vet a few times. That's expensive.
That is expensive. But, you know. No, Matt, I will not let you know what caused the cat to pass away naturally, nor could I find anything on Google under getting away with kitty accidents. And finally, Dennis says, I'm left-handed as well, and we have to be more ambidextrous. Mm-hmm. I discovered this morning I actually do the deodorant right hand, left armpit, left hand, right armpit, like everybody does. Not sure why. As for the cat, I treat pets as members of my family, but paying to have the vet come to the house is a little extreme, I think. Plus, you still have the cremation charges, most probably.
Yeah.
I will say I think now that Fiona is like 12 years old and could possibly die at 14 or 16, started thinking about her mortality. And I do think, it was a rough weekend for that.
I'm sorry.
But I think the idea of having a vet come to your house to put an animal down is actually really nice because the animal is in a place where it knows the smells and it's surrounded by the people that it likes, so it's comfortable. And, you know, it's just like animals are always stressed at the vet. So if that's going to be its last moment, it's like a stressful situation. Like, I get that.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Okay, so Shandy has had a total change of heart since last week. Oh.
Well, but I don't think that was ever the issue. Okay, well, you know I think what the I mean. Issue was asking other people to pay for it.
Yes, that's true. Sorry.
Yeah,
Shady.
I think it's weird to have other people pay for it. I mean, I guess unless you're like really, really strapped for money. I don't know what this person's financial situation is. I think it's weird to ask for it, but I do understand the desire to have someone come.
Yeah. I'm just curious about the dollar amount because having been to the vet for expensive procedures, like $400 is like kind of an arbitrary number. Like I would imagine for, you know, most procedures you're looking at over or under that. So I'm just curious how this person came to be asking for that.
Jenna said it was less than $200 to have a cat put, an animal put down at home. She said it's not that expensive to have them put down at home.
Wow. That's amazing.
I had Georgia put down here. Georgia was her bulldog that she had for a very long time, so that she was not stressed. Oh, what type? Isn't she named after the bulldogs?
Yeah, named after the
bulldogs. Sorry, Jenna. What kind of dog was she? She had her dog put down, so she was not stressed in her last moments. I'm an asshole because apparently I don't know dogs. And she said she thinks it was less than 200.
Wow, that's amazing. Maybe I'm just...
It might depend where you live because I just spent $250 this weekend at the vet for like rabies shots and like a checkup and a few cat pot treats.
Same. I mean, I just stand outside the vet and they charge me $250. I don't even go inside. that's just the sidewalk fee.
Yeah, might depend on where you live, but yeah.
Yeah. Let's think of something happy now.
Moving on.
Okay, she was a boxer mix, but she was named after the bulldogs. I was right about that. I knew there was something, Georgia.
I think that's nice. I think it's very thoughtful.
Yeah. No, that is very
sweet. Do that for your pets. I still think it's, especially, it's not even just that, like, whether or not you're going to do a GoFundMe page, because whatever, it's true. I don't know this person's financial situation. Like, sometimes $400 is not doable for someone. So, okay. But the thing is, like, if the vet doesn't come to your place because the cat dies naturally, then you give the money back.
Yeah. Rose says it wasn't the GoFundMe per se. It was the not offering to return the money.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
So there we go. Now we're back on the point here. We're back on track. Thank you, Ro.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So Dave says about that sock shoe thing.
Oh, my God. Colleen. Over the weekend on Sunday, I went hiking.
Uh-huh.
And, like, so I wore, you know, I wear, like, sandals in the car, like, up to where we're hiking. And then I put on my socks and my hiking boots. And you're, like, kind of standing, you know, awkwardly, like, outside. So, anyway, long story short, I did sock shoe. And as I was doing it, I was like, oh, my God. There are times when
there
I'm
are
a sock
dozens
shoe section.
Of us now.
It was
well, I think that's more the exception, not the rule. Right, to be fair,
but there are situations that necessitate sock shoe, and I will give that to you.
Thank you.
And one is when you can't put your foot back on the ground.
There we go. See, I will take it. I will take it. Oh my goodness. Okay, so. David says, folks do not wear their shoes in Jay and Colleen's house. No, they do not. Ed says, so now walking around with one shoe and one barefoot. Yes.
It does seem very imbalanced.
Yeah.
Okay, so what Dave was going with was, so does Colleen carry her socks from the room to the door to put on her shoes in such a bizarre manner? Yes, I do. I almost never put my socks on in my room. Even when I'm about to go running and I like get my, or walking or hiking or whatever, I will put my, because that's the only time I really wear socks, I will take them to the door and I will put my sock and shoe on by the door.
So why?
Because that's just what I do.
No, I'm just like, I'm curious as to like, how you came to do it that way, like why you don't put your, like, get the socks out of the drawer and put them on right there. Like, something must have happened to, like, get you in that habit of doing it that way.
And I've said this, I'm afraid that I'm going to slip on the hardwood floor.
Ah, right, you did say that.
Yeah, and back in the townhouse, I was afraid I would slip going down the stairs.
Yeah, okay, okay, I can see that. I can see how your logic got you there.
That's how I
still think it's not the most efficient way to put on one's shoes, but I will give it to you that you've spelled out a logical reason for it.
Thank you. JP says Jay does sock fart shoe. I think he does sock fart shoe, but yeah. Or sock fart sock. Shoe fart shoe. All right. Moving on, we have an email from Joanne about books.
We do. So Joanne says, I just finished the second of two memoirs by female authors and have a strong recommendation for summer reading. The first book was The Rules Don't Apply by Ariel Levy, L-E-V-Y. It was interesting, and for those who are voracious readers, it was worth a read, but not memorable enough for me to say, drop everything else and read this one. It was certainly deserved to be considered a top book, as I was engaged by it, but there was other books I would put ahead of it. And the one I will strongly recommend is Hunger by Roxane Gay. Yeah, that's on my list to read. Mm-hmm. It is, as she puts it, a memoir of her body. She is morbidly obese, the type of person from a physical perspective that garners all the wrong types of attention. The reason for her hunger that drives her eating pattern is devastating to read. But it is important in understanding that outward appearances cannot be judged by simple, why doesn't she just eat less thoughts? And besides delving into her personal reasons for being literally shaped by events, she also lays out a very thoughtful discourse on why it is not up to others to judge anyone else's body and how doing so is an injustice to all. Amen. Very well written. Also, while not a reason to read it, a bonus is that it is a relatively quick read that is engrossing from beginning to end. So if there is any opportunity to add a book to your must-read list, add Hunger. If anyone does, broadcasters or fellow listeners, I would love to hear your thoughts on the message the book brings, and if, as for me, it makes you rethink some of your own prejudices. A side note on my reading choices, at the end of each year, I go through a large number of critics' lists and select the top 20 in terms of books that made top 10 lists. Oh, that's really smart. Yeah. It was very random which types of books are on the list. So it was purely coincidental that I hit on two female memoirs in a row. The next book to pop up is Conversations with Friends, a novel by Sally Rooney, of which one critic wrote, a smart, sexy, realistic portrayal of a woman finding herself. Yep, sounds good to me. So hopefully in a few weeks, I will have another recommendation. And as a final note, since my list is done purely on top 10 book lists, there is no bias to one type of author or another. But at least for last year, I ended up with more than half the books being by female authors.
Woohoo!
I know. Hope everyone has a great summer, Joanne.
I hope you have a great summer too, Grandma.
Yeah. Going to be two times over, Grandma.
I know. I saw that. Yay!
It's very exciting. Hunger has been on my list for a while. So I'm glad you enjoyed it. I'm looking forward to finally getting around to it someday.
Matt says that we can add these to his document.
Yes, yes please.
Joanne says, I just finished Conversation with Friends, and I do recommend it. It's a fascinating novel.
Nice.
Cool.
Let's see, what else? Ed says, is it just me or can I can watch Amanda read all day?
It's a dyslexia, isn't it?
Your mom is very proud right now. Yeah. And Fallon says, good night, have to go put the kids to bed. So thanks for everything. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for Fallon. Good luck with bedtime.
Yeah, good luck. do we want to do the voicemails next or we want to do the emails first and then the voicemails? Because we have three voicemails and two more emails and about roughly a half an hour we're working with. Because I'm not editing this down this week, so.
Well, then maybe let's finish off the emails and then do the voicemails at the end.
Okay, yeah, because I know JP is dying to hear his voicemail. So, yes. Or why don't we read the next email, then we'll do the voicemails, and then we'll save Andy's email for the end.
As we just
seems like perfect. Yeah, that's appropriate.
See, guys, now normally this all would be edited out, and you wouldn't be hearing us have this discussion. So there you have
behind the curtain.
Uh-huh. All right, so our next email is mine to read. Amanda signed them all this week. This is from anonymous dater. It's called Adventures in Dating. It's been several months since I last wrote you, so I thought I would give you an update. I ended up breaking it off with a guy I was seeing. As I had tried to meet up with him several times to just talk, and it never ended up happening. On my last attempt to meet up, we actually had a time and a place, but it ended with me getting stood up.
Mm-hmm.
When I called him to break it off, he told me a semi-plausible story about his phone had about how his phone had fallen in a puddle and got ran over by an ambulance.
Oddly specific.
Very specific. Plus, the puddle wouldn't have destroyed it, as evidenced by the fact that Danny and I have both dropped phones in the toilet. He never met me because he was arguing with his phone company and lost track of time and lost his access to his Facebook account so he couldn't message me. However, by then, I was just fed up with him and told him we were over. Yeah.
Yeah.
That same day, my best friend virtually introduced me to a guy that she thought I might like. He looked pretty cute in his profile photos, and we seemed to have a number of similar interests, so I figured what the heck and gave it a shot. We went out twice with me driving into the city to meet him both times, and we seemed to be getting on fairly well. After that, though, he hasn't explicitly asked me out since, and we've mostly communicated via text every once in a while. We did see each other at a comic convention in April, but that was purely by chance and very briefly. He was out near me on Memorial Day, but never even mentioned it to me until a couple of days after the fact. As we had been talking, I started to get the impression that he was more interested in me because of some of my cosplays than anything else. He made some suggestive comments about me coming over in one of them. Coming over in one of the costumes after I mentioned that I was wearing it for a charity event that I had going on that day, as well as asking about what kind of stockings I wore with another costume. While I suppose something like that is fine if we were in a serious relationship, we are certainly not, at least from my perspective. He has also made a number of references to Ponfar, the Vulcan mating ritual in Star Trek, which I found pretty inappropriate, especially after he already knew that I was not looking to move fast. My best friend told me about a fairly weird conversation where he asked her if it gets better once you're married. And that was the final nail in the coffin as far as I was concerned with him. Okay, that's just friggin' weird.
Yeah.
Even though she said it was fairly random, because they are mostly casual friends, and he kind of messaged her out of the blue. Neither of us knew where this question came from, and it honestly freaked me out a little. Why is he asking about marriage? Who was he thinking of marrying? It better not been me, because I sure as heck would not say yes based on the current status of our relationship. Mm-hmm. And even if I did, my best friend had full permission to fly back halfway across the country and knock some sense into me. She also mentioned to me that she thinks that he's been doing some drinking, leading us both to believe that he might not be the most stable person, and it'd probably be best if I broke things off with him. So that leads me to my question for the three of you. As of right now, I have been trying to do just that for about a week. I tried calling him, only to find that he was on his way to a baseball game and couldn't talk. I tried again the next evening, only for him to text me that due to phone issues, because this time it got run over by a fire truck.
Right. Different guy, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true. He couldn't talk on the phone for a very long time, but he should be getting it fixed the next day. He asked what I wanted to talk about. I said it had simply been a while and just wanted to chat. When I messaged him again the third time, he said he hadn't gotten it fixed yet. My manners won't let me break up with someone via text.
Do it.
No, don't even text him. Just ghost him. I don't even need to finish the sentence. That's what I'm going to tell you, is just ghost him.
Like, and block his number.
Yeah.
Yep, clearly, I don't think you've been dating long enough that he deserves your good manners.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to keep dragging out until he gets his phone fixed and I can call him. What would you do?
His phone's not broken.
He's trying to ghost you. Just ghost him.
Mutual ghosting.
Clean break. Just do it. One other thing that happened with both these guys is that fairly quickly, after one or two dates, they both wanted to know how far I've gone with a guy. Is that something that's just common nowadays? Seems a little quick for me, especially when they already know that I want to take things slow. I look forward to hearing from you all. Congratulations on 2 years of podcasting. Here's to many more, anonymous dater.
Oh,
I think like in the adult world, it's like generally kind of a weird question.
Yes, it's not right. High school.
Because as we know, not everyone our age is a virgin. However,
yeah, actually,
not everyone our age has had sex. Let me. However, that like most people have. So it seems like a very strange question.
All right, so
it's not a second date. It's none of your business, and why should it matter?
Exactly. I totally agree.
It sounds like a very high school question.
Yes, yeah. It does, or a very inexperienced dater question.
Yeah.
Maybe
How far have you been?
Yeah, like maybe somebody that hasn't been very far with a woman. And I mean, because he's either really rude and doesn't know boundaries or is just insecure and wants to know how far because he's worried about that or something.
I would lean towards the insecure.
Yeah, that's the only thing. And actually, Nick had given me some feedback about our episode with Maggie the Magnificent's voicemail, which actually had a different perspective, which I will read as soon as we're finished with this because it kind of ties into what we're talking about here. But in the chat right now, Ed says, "Run, girl, run!" About block that number. And he says, "And no, that guy is not me." And JP is like, "Show us your cell phone, Ed." And Ed says, "It's in the shop right now, JP." We have the best chatters. We really do.
Yeah, you guys are on fire.
Yeah. Matt says, "F this guy." Not that way, of course. And he also says, "Less history, more mystery." I like that. JP said, "Oh, we were talking about how when we were doing our behind the scenes thing before." JP said, "Save Andy's email for the climax of the show." And Mandy says, "I have 3 more bottles of wine. Y'all can go on all night." No, we can't because I have to go to sleep. All right. That was it for the email. So now we've got 3 voicemails. We're gonna start with Danny's actually because it's birthday related. So I'm gonna play the email and hope that you guys can hear it, the voicemail. So ladies, give me the thumbs up if you can. If not, cool. All right.
Hey Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen, this is Danny. Just calling to wish you a happy second anniversary. You guys are the only podcast I've listened to from start to current. I am current, and you're the only ones I started from the very beginning, a day one fan. So I just wanted to say thank you for the 2 years of amazing content, wisdom, and of course, sexual innuendo. And I just wanted to call in to ask one small question. And this is more directed towards Amanda and Shandy. Now, Colleen and I have been exchanging messages over the past few weeks, and in some of those messages, there came a topic about the Rambo song. Now, the Rambo song is apparently something that Colleen learned when she was young, and apparently Zach is learning in preschool now. And in my recollection, I learned no such song when I was young. I remember learning the colors, but no song. I looked it up on YouTube, and I was inundated with hundreds and hundreds of different versions of the Rainbow song. So, Amanda, Shandy, I just want to know, did you learn any sort of Rainbow song when you were a kid? And if so, could you please teach me on air? Because as someone who does art, I feel like I should know my colors. Again, I want to thank the 3 of you for 2 great years, and however many more you're doing, I'm going to be current. Bye.
Oh, that was awesome.
That was the best!
Yes. Okay. See, instead of shining bright like a diamond, we're going to shine bright like a rainbow for a second. And you guys know the color of the rainbow song,
I mean,
right?
It is Pride Month, so, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You should shine bright like a rainbow.
You know, when I first listened to that call, when it first came in, for most of the call, I thought he was saying the Rambo song.
That was the first thing I heard, too.
So confused. And even the second time listening, at first I thought he said Rambo, and then I was like, "Oh no, rainbow, yeah, colors. We're talking about colors. I have no idea what
you know, red and yellow, green and blue, purple and orange, and something.
They're not even in the right order.
I know.
Immediately, I am turned off to this song.
Well,
I thought you meant like the Roy G. Biv. But I guess that would be more like middle school. I feel like I learned that.
Well, I learned
never
Roy
learned
G.
a song
Biv
about
too.
Colors.
Well, like, you know, like the Roy G. Biv, like,
yeah.
I think it was like a Bill Nye the Science Guy thing, to be honest.
Maybe. I mean, I know Roy G. Biv, but like.
Yeah, but I feel like there was like a rap to like help you remember.
All right, well, here's the song. Oop, hold on. Whoa, there's an ad. So we're going to mute that ad for a second. All right. But no, this is the song, I mean.
Make sure it's in public domain so we don't get flagged.
Okay, this is totally not it. Hold on, there's a dude, there's a dorky looking dude.
I don't like that.
Bring the different rooms where to shoot video. So,
come on, lady.
With something to show you. I sing the song.
Here we go. Oh, I think this is going to be it. Okay.
Red and yellow, green and blue. These are the colors in front of you. Okay. Red is like an apple. Can you point out red?
Okay, this is not it either, good job. I think now we've kind of tested our luck with the public domain. Okay, everybody knows Roy G. Biv, chat people, but JP says we only have a diarrhea song.
Cha-cha-cha.
Well, I learned it, okay? Red and yellow, pink and purple and blue. I don't know. Whatever.
Pink's not in a rainbow either.
Okay, well, none of you guys went to fun preschools. That's all I can say.
It's not.
Yeah, no.
And I mean,
I think I went to preschool.
I went to nursery school.
That's cute. I went to nursery school, too, which I think is like preschool.
Yeah, I think they're probably pretty comparable.
Zach's going to pre-K in September with a uniform and everything.
Oh my God.
I know. That means he's going to, a year from now, he's going to have graduated and be ready for kindergarten.
Wow. What's his uniform?
Jay, you're going to cry because Jay just got totally choked up. He was like, like it's just, I mean, it's just, you get a different, like, shirts, like polo shirts and long sleeve shirts and, like, you know, preppy little sweaters. They're actually, I thought they're going to be like a lot of money. They're not. They're like, you know, $15 each, which is like, you know, average Target sweater.
Well, because they're, you know, they're little. It's not a
It just has the logo of the school tattooed on it, embroidered on it. And it's, you know, it's a primrose. So it's exactly the same, like, as he's at now. It's just one that's closer to our house. Anyway. JP asked if Amanda, if you and I had the Magic Garden growing up on WPIX, which I think was Channel 11. I definitely had the Magic Garden.
Magic Garden? I mean, I remember, like, the Magic school bus. But I don't know if I remember the Magic Garden.
I remember the Magic Garden.
What was it? Was it a cartoon?
Yeah, no. At least if I'm thinking of it, it wasn't a cartoon. It was like a live action cheesy, like, show where they had, you know, like those cheesy, like, children's shows or whatever.
Like Lois and Bram.
I don't know what that is, but like
that's one that people don't often remember. The elephant show.
I remember. Oh, I do remember the elephant show. Yes,
like Skidamarinky Dinky Dink, Skidamarinky Doo.
Shay's also doing it right now.
I
love you in the morning and in the afternoon. Broadcast sing along. I love you in the underneath the moon.
I love your singing.
I love you. See you next time. Okay, we got vaudeville over here in the corner. All right.
More from Mama G.
Ooh, okay.
She says, you totally watched Magic Garden with the two stupid chicks and their pigtails.
Yep.
She's got some. Those are fighting words.
Yeah, so there you go. Mama G has very strong feelings.
Apparently, you watched a little too much Magic Garden because she sounds like me talking about some of Zach's programming. Mandy says, Zach going to preschool makes me feel older than my own kid going to grade school. He's not preschool. He's in preschool now, pre-K. Got says 34 is mid-30s. Fuck you in the face. Ro recognizes Magic Garden. Jana lists a bunch of stuff that she knew. Electric Company, Mr. Rogers, Romper Room, Captain Kangaroo, Sesame Street. Jenna, how many of those did you work on? That's the real question. JP loved Romper Room. We're just going to stop that there. Let's go to, speaking of JP, let's play his voicemail now.
Yes.
Let's make him super awkward.
Hi, ladies. It's JP from New Jersey. So I just finished last week's episode, and I was listening to Shandy talk about the experience that she had in the movies with the people that were talking. And completely reminded me of a story that happened to me this summer. I was down the shore, and it was, you know, one of those rainy days. So me and the ex-girlfriend, we went to go see The Big Sick And you know, because it was raining, the movie was just completely sold out. Great movie. I will say, spoilers, kind of, just in case nobody saw it. But anyway, at the end, they get back together. So, movie was sold out, and the ending was, you know, you're really into it. I mean, your attention is really into this moment. So, at the last 5 minutes of the movie...
Tell me she farts. Does she
this
fart?
Elderly couple, I guess, wandered in from another theater. I guess they were doing, like, theater hopping, just trying to see as many movies as they can.
Nothing wrong with that.
And well, I guess our theater had okay. no seats available whatsoever. And they're just walking around. They're talking. They're...
That's annoying.
You know, just saying how they can't find any seats. You know, hey, Irving, what about over here? Do you see anything? No, Stella, I don't. And then on top of that,
Stella.
The elderly woman takes out her smartphone and turns on the flashlight and just starts shining it around,
you did it.
Looking for a seat. This was just, I mean, you could hear people tisking, but nobody was saying anything because, again, it was just this quiet, moving moment at the end of the movie. And this just, it just destroyed the last 5 minutes. So... At the very, very end, when the movie was actually over, at the time, I raised my voice and just yelled out to them, thanks for ruining the end of the movie. The place applauded. It was so funny. It was unexpected, but it was so funny. I love that moment. Anyway, thought I would share it. Enjoying the live show, I'm sure. Talk to you guys soon.
All right.
Nice.
So wait, I want to know, what did Irving and Stella say? Like, were they embarrassed or?
Right. Had they already left the theater at that point? Were they still trying to find a seat?
Oh, wait. It's like we're waiting for him to answer, but he.
Right. There's a delay.
Yeah, he's on a delay. So yeah. I don't know why I'm waiting. All right. Good times. I guess while we're waiting for that, let's finish up with our final voicemail from Matt. Is this the first time that Matt has actually left actual feedback?
Maybe.
Like in the form of voicemail? I don't know. He's on there. He can ask those questions too. Oh my God, there's two things to be continued. Let's get this started.
JP says, hey ladies, it's Matt.
Ooh, what? They just gave him a dirty look?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's try this again. Take it away, Matt.
Hey ladies, it's Matt. Wishing you all a very happy second birthday. I just want to, you know, speak from the heart and hopefully in a direct way that can't be misconstrued in any other fashion. I just wanted to say thank you for giving it to us for 2 years. I'm happy that you've kept it up this long. It's hard. So many other guys will start and they'll fizzle out after a few minutes, but doing it for 90 minutes at a time with two other people, it's quite the achievement.
I'm just going to stop you right there and let you know that it's generally more like an hour and 50 minutes at a time. There is some fatigue. Continue.
You could have filled up the time like that, but you three, you fill it up well. It can be hard. To schedule on the time. I know what it's like to have my hands full. But when it comes together, it makes it all worthwhile. I'll leave it at that. I gotta go. My allergies are driving me crazy. My eyes are just, I gotta get all this white stuff out of it. It's just gross. So take care. Bye.
Oh, Matt.
Oh, I am so glad that you got this in time.
He barely got it in.
Barely got it
in. On time.
Barely got it in on time.
Barely.
Just barely. And it kind of took me by surprise, honestly. Because I had pretty much already finished.
Yeah.
You had. You, know, you
the
were
surprise
finished.
Ones will do it to you.
You were. And you were like, what are we going to do about this call? And I was like, just stick it in when I start the intro.
Yep. We'll find a place for it.
Yep. That's exactly
and
it.
And I said, had to just take a couple of deep breaths and relax.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah. Dig deep.
Dig, woman.
God says Matt sounds like didn't do. Didn't do nothing. Remember our Roy Moore, yeah. Roy Moore, Roy Moore.
Right. Yeah. This has been a Dindu free chat.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
It has been wonderful. all right. Let's finish this up with Andy's virginity email.
Okay. So Andy writes in This Week in Andy's Virginity. Hey, broads. Before we get to the anniversary festivities, I want to clarify some things from my last email. When I said old, it was just in relation to being a virgin.
Oh,
I didn't mean to call any of you old, and I'm sorry if I wasn't clearer there.
We totally know. We were just giving you shit. Clearly it worked.
So Planned Parenthood and the CDC support the claim that the average age a person loses their virginity is around 17. Hmm. Looking at the year-by-year stats, it looks like around 60% of 18-year-olds have had sex, but that jumps to around 90% by the time they've graduated college. So I have to say I didn't have all the facts before I made my point and couldn't have made it better. In fairness, the bar to have done more things than me is so low, it's still believable most graduating high school seniors have surpassed me. Now that I've gotten that out of the way, happy 2-year anniversary.
Thank you.
Your show has meant a lot to me, especially since I started writing in. I always look forward to the new episodes, but to be honest, I get a little nervous when you get to my emails. This is totally my anxiety popping up because I don't have a good reason to be worried. You've always been so kind and supportive. Even if sometimes I just need to hear someone else say what I've been thinking, it helps. Maybe my nerves are partially from not wanting to disappoint you with bad news, but maybe it is also me getting out of my comfort zone. I've talked with my therapist a lot about this. One of my big problems is, unlike a lot of his clients, I'm not impulsive. I tend to play it safe to an excessive degree. I like staying in my comfort zone. Netflix and snacks are there. Not Netflix and chill, though.
That's fine. No, that's my comfort zone, too. I get it.
Mine is Netflix and wine.
Yeah, that's true. It's wine and snacks.
I'm not a snacker, but I'm a whiner. In all the ways. Which you would know if you heard me cry over the
two hands, lunch. One for the drink, one for the snacks. Like, it's just better.
Sorry.
And it is also a way to keep myself from getting hurt. I can't lose if I don't play, but I can't win either. Very true.
Yeah.
Ultimately, those nerves will subside when I meet a person I click with, either as friends or more. Starting something new is always scary, but if it works, I'll get the hang of it. For some broadcast memories, how could I forget hashtag I'm with hers? Shandy saying she would sleep with me in the event of our imminent death so I don't die a virgin is still the closest I've gotten to someone agreeing to have sex with me. And it's still true, Andy.
This is still that the one with all the doom porn, that's what that's from. That's my favorite episode from season 2.
Yeah. Here's hoping this year I find a woman who will say yes, who is single, lives closer to me, and with considerably lower stakes. Then there was the one episode, I forget which one, where Shandy said that feminists have more sex than non-feminists. Yep, we sure do. I'm just teasing. I'm sure once I get going, I'll probably be more satisfying than if I wasn't with hers. Yes, and she will leave your ass if you don't do the dishes. Well, maybe it's more an average...
What if you dust your toys instead of the dishes? JK.
Well, maybe it's more an average
fuck you much in like the face.
There's some fucking in the face going on here. Well, maybe it's more an average, much like the virginity stats from earlier. Ultimately, for every guy like me, there's probably another guy who needs to be constantly hydrating. Is he thirsty?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Although this year hasn't been the year I wanted, I can't completely write it off either. I've been on 3 dates. While that number is fewer than what I wanted, it's 3 more than I've ever been on, and I can't deny that it is progress. Yes.
Yay.
The only thing close to a date I've been on before this year was prom, which was a disaster. I don't think I would have gone on them without the boost from the broadcast. That's great.
Yay.
Yay.
Certainly the encouragement from you and the listeners helped, but ultimately it was up to me to engage with women I thought had potential chemistry with, ask them out, and go on the date. You all helped bring something out of me that was always there, and I thank you all for the support. I know you've all invested in my story, so hopefully the story will come to a happy ending in the not too distant future, or maybe I can get to a first or second base at least. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you like my attempts to be positive. Sometimes it feels like I'm trying to convince myself, like, fake it till you make it. Obviously, a white guy who can't get laid is pretty low on the list of bad things going on in the world. It's a big deal for me, of course, but it's not like my lack of love life is the cause of the world's problems. If it is, sorry in advance. You could say the same thing about most problems we deal with. Seriously.
Like, yes. A broken watch. Like, I know it's ridiculous in the scheme of the world, but, like,
this is important to you.
Yep. So
it's your life. Like, yeah. That's all you have.
I mean, that's
your own life.
That's why Andy is Andy, and he's so great, because he sees everything in full 360.
Yes. And we love that about you. And
we
you
do. Know,
whatever woman yes. you end up with is going to love that about you, too.
Yeah,
exactly. Mm-hmm. And he goes on to say, thankfully, being a virgin isn't anything permanent or a true challenge to a regular life. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Like the Avenue Q song says, everything in life is only for now. So it helps to have that perspective. Thank you again for everything you've done. You've created a great community and bond with your listeners. Your candor with the struggles in your lives inspired me to come forward with mine. Love you, ladies. Here's to a great third year for all of us. Hashtag I'm with hers, Andy.
Oh, Andy.
Aw.
Thanks, Andy. JP says, Andy, you haven't burned a woman's ass or dated someone who didn't bathe for 2 months, so you're doing better than me. Have we told that story about JP?
So he told it at the meetup.
I told it at the meetup. Yeah. So essentially he dated this woman who, like, didn't bathe ever.
Yeah.
And he thought that it was just a thing, and then it ended up being a thing. A thing that he thought.
Yeah.
Mandy says, I love you, Andy.
Oh.
No, we do. Yeah. We love you, Andy.
We do. I think, you know, you're making, it may not seem like big monumental progress, but I feel like you're making progress.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, there is something to be said about faking it till you make it. I think it is.
There are a lot of days lately that I feel like that's exactly what I'm doing. So,
yeah, same. There's a lot of days that I feel like I'm doing that. And there are some days that that's all you can do. So, and there's nothing wrong with that approach.
Absolutely.
We're all doing it on our own. So.
Yes, Matt.
Good things coming for year three for you too, Andy.
Woohoo!
Yes.
Ed wants to be your wingman, Andy.
Mm. There you go.
So, this could be good.
This could be really good.
Be great.
Anyway, I was going to tell a story that Jana says that she was going to call in about, but she didn't get a chance to. It's kind of one of those universe stories, but I don't. It's not funny, but it's like a cool story. And you know how I'm all into the universe. And she said that I could. But I think I'm going to save that for next week or offer her to call it in herself. Because it really is quite a lovely story. And this time of year is kind of tough for me. And hearing that story kind of like made me very happy. So I don't know. I'll wait a week, and if she doesn't write it in, then I will tell it then. Unless you're in the chat, Jana, and want to, whatever. But okay. Anyway, I think that about wraps it up for us, guys.
Yes.
Everybody's staring at me like, see, this is the problem with the live shows is that whole thing would have gotten cut out at some point, because it was more me being like talking it through in my head and being like, you know what? There's not enough time to tell another story. Ed says that his goal this year was to meet one of the broadcasters who lives the closest to him.
Hey!
What about just watching one of them on TV?
We've still got quite a few months.
There we go.
Ed had said that if I do a viewing party, that I should let him know for the Big Little Lies. But I don't. The viewing party will be in Raleigh. So, hey, Ed, go to Raleigh.
Yeah. That's right. I was going to share Nick's feedback about Maggie's call. Which,
yes.
It wasn't about Maggie's call, it was about our response to Maggie's call. I was listening to Maggie's call about her date. I think she's probably correct in that he was an annoying talker, but it just struck me as odd, especially when all three of you mildly support her response to his message. Sorry, I cannot read. I say this because we all know enough people who are socially awkward when it comes to women. I could even throw myself in there, because after listening to her read his message, he seemed like a nice guy. Me personally, I'm actually fairly quiet on a first date because I'd rather hear myself talk about you. I'd rather hear about you than myself, and I'll talk your head off later. LOL. I kept thinking maybe he's talking because he's insecure and he's trying to prop himself up and show you that he's worthy of dating. There's a lot of guys out there that have been shit on and they feel they're on the defensive from the start. I wasn't there, so I can't accurately judge it. Just wanted to throw my opinion in there for a different perspective.
Yeah, and that's totally legit. And yes, I'm sure that happens. But I don't know if it's enough of an excuse.
Yeah.
For me. And I think sometimes you can feel that. Like if someone is just talking themselves in circles because they're nervous. Sometimes you can pick up on that if it's that happening, or if it's just like they're talking to hear themselves talk.
I had said, I think Maggie was right to give him that feedback. And he says, I agree. I would absolutely appreciate it if I did something like that on a date that somebody would tell me. I just wanted to bring it up that perhaps he was a nervous talker.
Yes. Well, and I think ultimately, like, I would agree with that. I think, you know, we can only ever learn from our experiences. So sometimes getting a hard truth is more valuable, because maybe now he'll think twice before he does that on the next first date he goes on.
Yeah, absolutely. And as somebody that is a frequent over talker, who doesn't even need somebody to tell them that, because I frequently edit, you know, that 80 minutes of our shows, usually the 20 minutes of talking is me. No, I would say 15 minutes of the talking is me, and 5 minutes is me trying to figure out how to play a fucking voicemail.
You always figure it out.
I always figure it out, but that's usually good for a good 5 minutes of editing, taking it off. Guys, can you hear it? Can you hear it? Why isn't it playing? Shit, I thought I set it up right. Can you hear it now?
Like, oh crap, hold on. I gotta log off and log back on. Hold on.
Yeah, hold on. Okay, 1 second. But it's kind of funny. I don't know why the setup that I have today, I don't just do every day, since clearly this works.
Yeah, I mean, I like this view of you. It's a very nice view.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. You know what? I'm more comfortable on my laptop because I do everything on my laptop. I'm only on the studio computer once a week. So like for me, like even now I've got everything set up here and I'm just using this for the camera. So yeah, but anyway. Okay, thank you, Nick, for that though. It's always good to get another perspective out there, because perspective is how we learn things. Mm-hmm. All right, so wrapping this puppy up. Thank you all for coming. I was just going to stop it there.
Hard stop.
Also, hard, she said. Stop. No, but thanks for watching us tonight, guys. Thanks for listening, if you're listening out there. I hope you had a good time. Thank you to the patrons, Maggie the Magnificent, Ed the Creepy Mailman, shout out in the chat, Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Rickner, and Molly the Millennial. Thank you, guys. If you'd like to become a patron, you can do so by going to patreon.com/JayandJack, or, look, I did it live, and I did it right the first time, or you can go to jayandjack.com and click on the Become a Patron link up on the top. If you'd like to shop through the Amazon affiliates link, you can go to jayandjack.com/Amazon. That would be awesome. You can always check out some of the merchandise in the store, and that is jayandjack.com/store. I think that's about it. Does anybody else have anything?
Well, I got said goodnight and FYITF. I think that's...
Yeah, what does that
mean? That's all anyone can say.
It means fuck you in the face.
Oh, fuck you in the face. Duh. Oh, I'm a dummy dumb dumb.
Yes. Thanks to Jay for making the studio dust free. That's from JP.
It's a very important job.
Mandy said that she's starting to save to come to Raleigh. So yay. No, thanks guys again for joining us. We'll come up with some modified summer stuff in the upcoming weeks. But we'll be back, I think, to normal next week. I think that is all that I have. Today is June 12th. This is actually the fifth anniversary of my grandfather passing away, and I'd like to dedicate this show to him.
Oh, aww. Grandpa.
So, thank you.
A good man.
Yep. And I think that's about it. Matt wants to fuck us all in the face. Matt, that's a pretty tall order, because there's a lot of us.
Yeah. Hope you had your Wheaties this morning.
Ed is talking about Bitcoin again, so that is definitely our cue to get the fuck out of here.
Time to go.
Goodbye, Mama G. Goodbye, listeners. Fare thee well, and good night. My name is Colleen.
Thanks for joining us. Sorry. Do it again.
My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
All right. Peace out, guys.
Bye. Thanks for joining us.